We discussed early on how you can let awareness do the work instead of feeling it necessary to struggle. This applies especially when you face a problem or challenge that needs a solution. When awareness is constricted, people fight and argue. They try to insist on their own personal solution over other people's objections. Power struggles enter the picture, and there can be underhanded tactics to get your own way. As your awareness expands through your meditation practice, you can begin to adopt a better way. When faced with a problem at work, in the family, or with friends, first make it clear that you believe there is a solution. Dwelling on problems without envisioning a solution is futile. It's one of the most common forms of stuckness, in fact. Complaining and defeatism make other people contract, mirroring your negative attitude. In an open-minded way, encourage multiple suggestions to be offered without bias or preference. Listen to as much input as possible. Each piece reshapes how the picture looks. Be tolerant when others are getting things off their chest. This is a creative step because when they harbor resentments and personal feelings, people can't really contribute to the solution. Everyone needs to be unburdened. From the very outset, realize that the level of the problem isn't the level of the solution. Solutions come from the creative self, which we have been contacting in our meditations. Think of a mother with a cranky child. The level of the problem is the child's upset and the stress it produces. The level of the solution, however, might be as simple as the child needing to take a nap or be hugged and reassured. Adult problems are more difficult, but we often display childlike responses, such as anxiety, insecurity, feeling weak, and complaining. These behaviors contribute to the level of the problem by constricting our awareness and closing us off in a defensive posture. The level of the solution always feels like opening a window to let in fresh air and sunshine. There is an aha that breaks through the confusion and conflict. Nothing is more important in this regard than expanding your awareness. But at the same time, optimism is a good quality to foster. Whenever you are in doubt, confusion, anxiety, or distress, don't grab for an instant solution. Let one unfold naturally in your awareness. Wait, have patience, and return inside to your center, your creative self. The opportunity for the best solution can then blossom spontaneously. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I trust that creativity can solve any problem. I trust that creativity can solve any problem. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra Om Gum Namah. Om Gum Namah. This mantra aligns our awareness with the creative problem-solving power of nature. Repeat it silently to yourself. Om Gum Namah. Om Gum Namah. Om Gum Namah. With each repetition, Feel your body, mind and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Om Gum Namah. Om Gum Namah. Om Gum Namah. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Om Gum Namah. Om Gum Namah. Om Gum Namah. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. I trust that creativity can solve any problem. I trust that creativity can solve any problem. Namaste.